Rabbi Brian, Religion Outside the Box podcast. I'm really kind of glad that you're listening. Not even kind of. I am glad. All right. Talked last time about the belief in God, what it could possibly mean. What does that mean to believe in God? I got to look at it a little bit further today. There are benefits to believing God, whether you say you're believing in God means being loved by an undying love or believing in an external active deity. We talked a tiny bit about why it's good to believe that you're loved by an unending love. Well, you'll get more love. But what are the advantages of believing in an external active deity? Well, the answer is really simple. It's economy. It actually takes less faith to believe in a God of this kind than not. I mean, really, if you don't believe in an active external deity, you're required, ironically, to have more faith. And those who believe actually need less faith because, well, you understand that. Look at the other side. If you don't have notion of an active external deity in your life, you're the one who's going to have to do it all to be kind to yourself, to protect your own interests, figure out your own morality and all that. Let's look at the, well, there's so many books about the science of belief and they come out with it. It's in our DNA or it's something in the way that human beings are, that we have a need to believe. And because we have such a need to believe, that's why we believe. There are a number of books and there are always articles coming out about the science of belief. Now I want to quickly show you that it doesn't matter if you believe or not. Really, it doesn't. It doesn't matter if you believe in an active external deity. It doesn't matter what... Let me show you this one. Either there is an external active deity or there isn't. And either you have belief in an external active deity or you don't. Now, if there is an external active deity in the world, you still have to get through your day, right? If this God exists in this form or not, you still have the same number of mind-boggling things to do from the time you wake up till the time you go to sleep, so it really doesn't matter. Now, this is one of those moments where what seemed to be so complicated cut right through. It's amazing. The second part, as your belief in an active external deity, that too doesn't matter. And let me explain this. If you believe in an active external deity, and how you act is totally different. You can believe in an active external deity, and you can be a murderer, a thief, or an asshole. Really. I know people who profess to, you know, they're very God-believing folks, and they're assholes. And there are people who I know who say, I don't believe in an external deity. It just doesn't make sense to me. And they're some of the kindest people I know. Let's say one last thing. There are people who are really smart who close their brains if they hear that somebody believes in God. I don't think belief in God is any more correlation to your intelligence than how long your hair is or how fashionable you are. It has nothing to do with. With lots of my love, I'm Rabbi Brian.